know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and...
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio and Television. One thing I failed to mention during my first hour is that I have a new television program that I've started. It's broadcasting on Comcast. We'll be broadcasting on Comcast Channel 22 in the Puget Sound area. Also, if you'd like to look up the television shows, go to YouTube or Vimeo and just type in Out of This World and or Ted Mahr, M-A-H-R, and you'll be able to find our segments. It's still in the early stages. We've got about six segments done so far, and I'll be doing more filming at the end of April. We'd like to go on now to the interview with Colonel Woodard's father, who's actually in the Inner Earth. And during this interview, he'll talk about Fukushima and also invite me to the Inner Earth as well. And don't forget, I'll be having a wonderful conference called the Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington on June 10, 11, and 12. The first day is free. The cost for the entire weekend is $197, includes all free psychic readings with some of the world's most famous UFO people and psychics. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And if you have any questions, please give me a call at 509-750-9793 or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. With that, I'd like to go on to my interview with the gentleman from the Inner Earth. Please stay tuned. Hello, Billy. Thank you so much for coming on my radio show today. You have a fascinating background and experience with the Inner Earth, because from what you've told me before, Billy, that you're not from this. Well, you're from planet Earth, but you're not from the crust. You're not from the outside. You're from the inner part of the from the Inner Earth. Is that right?
Yes, the Hollow Earth, not the Inner Earth.
Okay, from the Hollow Earth. And I wanted to ask you briefly before, when we spoke, you were talking about Shambhala. What is Shambhala like?
Shambhala is the one of the cities inside Hollow Earth.
Could you please speak up?
Yeah. It's one of the cities from inside Hollow Earth.
Okay. Okay, fascinating. Where is it located within the planet itself?
Well, it would be located under what would be termed as the... it would be under Alexandria in Egypt.
All right. Okay.
Directly under the Earth's crust.
And how far down is it from Alexandria?
800 miles.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right.
Yes. It's one of the cities on the inside of the Hollow Earth, mm-hmm. not the crust of the Earth. Mm-hmm. But it's a beautiful city. It's built in and around nature. There is no... all the cities inside Hollow Earth are built in and around nature.
Wow.
The homes are built with... They're circular in fashion, and have no roofs at all.
No roofs. Well, do they
have... roofs, because there is no reason to have roofs.
Really?
There's no clouds in Hollow Earth.
Wow.
So there's no rain, per se.
Wow, that's
fascinating. But there is a mist that falls to replenish the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And so your dwellings are circular in structure.
Wow, amazing.
And so no dust can settle. And also, everyone there are vegetarians.
Wow.
Or vegans, if you will.
Uh-huh.
They don't eat meat whatsoever.
Wow.
Because creatures that have... all creatures in Hollow Earth speak with telepathy.
Really?
So, yes.
Wow.
And I'll let my father continue with that. So I'm going to hush up, because my father's tapping me on the shoulder. So I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to let you briefly talk with Jane while my father comes through.
All right, great. Well, Jane, welcome to the program. You're Billy's wife and partner. We're so glad to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Ted. It's a pleasure for Zareya and Dora to be here on your show. So what happens at this time is that Billy and Dora, both of their souls actually exchange. So Billy is now going to that place where Dora is at. fully, and then Dora will be in his body. So the only thing that you will that is the same is the body, but the complete essences of who they are where the opposite is. So Zora now will be goes into Billy's or Zoraya's body almost instantaneously. So when you hear Dora, it will be a completely different personality. Mm-hmm. Because he's a completely different soul. So here is Zora. Hi, Zora.
Indeed, beloved master.
Zora, it's such an honor to have you on my show today. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here. Now, I'm going to educate you a bit on your planet, on your Earth.
All right, thank
and
you.
And also on your planets in your galaxy.
Wonderful.
All of your planets, including Earth, including the Sun, are hollow. And they have civilizations living within them. Just as planet Earth does, too.
Fascinating.
So your Sun, if you see in the sky, you have been misled by your science, by your government, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They have shown you images of the Sun which are false. Such as you term them solar flares.
Mm-hmm.
Solar flares are simply a hologram, a barrier, if you will, that is around the Sun, which is known as Helios. And the people of the Sun, known as the Shining Ones, 12th dimension, they create this holographic barrier around the Sun to keep people, unwanted peoples, away. When you view the Sun and you have the flames on the, around the sides, naturally you would not want to go there.
Correct. Wow.
But in actuality, beneath all of that fire is a living, thriving planet.
Fascinating.
However, understand this. All life was never meant to live on the surface of their worlds. They were all meant to live in the interiors of their worlds.
Fascinating.
That's why you do not see what she termed as life upon the planet Mars.
Fascinating.
Or your probes have not found life on other planets.
Fascinating.
Mainly because they are inside the planets.
Fascinating.
The hollow of their planets.
Fascinating.
So, indeed. Now, your last speaker was speaking of abductions. I need to clarify something here.
Yes, please do. Yes.
Abductions ceased several years back.
Wonderful.
Because the planet Earth, or Gaia, if you wish to call her that, proper name Terra, she is in the process of ascension. And so is the populace on her. You.
Wonderful.
Are in line for ascending as well, right along with her. Your world, surface world, has no longer been. I will backtrack a bit. Your surface world left the third dimension in January of 2006.
Really?
You went to fourth at that point. And then you shifted again in 12-22-12.
Wow.
That was when you shifted from fourth to fifth. You are in fifth dimension now. The mindset is still in third.
Fascinating.
However, you, in reality, within your, the God, Lord God of your being, operates in fifth dimension.
Wow.
And that is your essence. Understand, all of you are gods and goddesses. You know this, yes?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
All of you are. And another thing, it may burst many bubbles.
That's all right.
This is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
No person on this planet are native to this planet.
I'd believe that.
Were seeded here. Understand, when you speak of extraterrestrials, you are talking about yourselves.
That is amazing. Thank you
it
for sharing
amazing.
That.
And a fact. And also as a fact, as being gods and goddesses, you are all healers as well.
Oh, beautiful.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I know that. I will explain. In your Bible, you're going into your Bible now. I'm going to educate you there too. In the Old Testament, where God said, let us make man in our image,
right,
in our likeness,
right,
and with our powers and abilities, that was never put in your Bible. It was left out for obvious reasons. It was left out because the powers that want to be, that were governing the planet at that time, did not want the populace to know their unlimitedness.
Oh, interesting.
So they, in turn, they wrote the Bible in a way that it was a bit of a storybook. However, it also took away the power of the peoples.
Oh, interesting.
It took away their freedom, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the New Testament, you have what is termed as Matthew, where Sananda was speaking to his disciples, Sananda meaning Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only believe that you can.
Right.
Not that, not in my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's another addition mm-hmm. to it,
mm-hmm.
to make you think that you're not powerful.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Again, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
When you read your Bibles and you read that scripture,
mm-hmm.
read it the way it was meant to be, and you will gain strength from it, and you will realize that you are the gods and goddesses that you were meant to be. And you are that now. You have the power to heal. All of you do. From the smallest child to the eldest of elders are healers. But you don't know it. But you do now. Now, Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth is a harmonious, beauteous, pristine place to be. Inside, there is no what you term disease, or what you term as war, or what you term as evil, or what you term as what's it called, bad thoughts. Everything is pristine. Everything is harmony. And just as the surface of the world shall soon become. Once
beautiful
disclosure has been announced, and I will tell you how that will take place. When that takes place, what is termed as Sananda, and Sananda Jesus, and what is termed as Ashtar, and what is termed as Prime Creator, and what is termed as me, shall announce the existence of your brothers and your galactic brothers and sisters, and we shall give the world new knowledge of their origin.
Beautiful.
New knowledge of their destiny, if you will, and the remembrance of who they are, just as Sananda did when he walked the earth as Jesus. When Jesus healed the sick or the blind or the lepers, how did he do it? Mm-hmm. He reminded them of who they were. He reminded them of who and what they are as being gods and goddesses. And when he did this, and they believed and knowed it and knew it, they were straightway healed instantly.
Beautiful. Wow.
And that can be done today as well. It is not just for that time. Mm. It is for now.
Wow.
I heal people long distance on on conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
We have them periodically. And whenever I come on there and the person is ill, needs healing, I heal them.
Could I ask you a favor?
Indeed.
I've had tinnitus in my ears for the past 37 years from a car accident. Is it possible to heal that?
Of course it's possible to heal that. I would like you to do something.
All right.
I want you to rub your hands together. Place one over each ear.
Okay, I have to take the headphones off, but I'll do that. I'll do that.
Do so, yes. And when you have done this, I want you to do something which you may seem rather silly for you, but do it anyway. I want you to count from 5 to 1. When you get to 1, I want you to say, from the Lord God of my being, my affliction that you just mentioned is gone. And I know it. All right?
Okay, I'm taking notes, so I don't forget.
Indeed. So you rub your hands together and place one over each ear, and you count down from 5 to 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive. And then you say, from the Lord God of my being, this tinnitus is what it's called. Tinnitus is healed. Completely, and I know it. This is telling your body that you are in command of it, and it is not in command of you. You are in command of it, so it must obey you. And you say, the Lord God of my being, the tinnitus is gone.
Oh, this is such a beautiful gift.
It shall be gone.
Thank you. I have to remove the headphones, but I will do it. I will do it now.
Go right ahead.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Lord God of my being, this tinnitus is completely gone and healed, and I know it.
And how are you hearing now?
I'm sorry, what, sir?
And how are you hearing now?
It's decreased in volume. I've had this for 37 years.
Yes, but that is a lie. You do not have it because you're a god.
Oh, that's right. Fascinating.
And that's what you must know. Once you know that you are a god or you are a goddess, disease, sickness, and illness cannot exist. Period.
Wow.
Once you realize this and know it, you shall heal. Completely. Because there is no place for that negativity in your being.
Wow, beautiful.
So do it again.
All right, I will do it again.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
From the Lord God of my being, this tinnitus is completely gone and healed, and I know it.
Now how do you feel?
It's feeling better. It is feeling better. Oh, my God.
Of course it is. As I said,
Oh, my God.
And know it in your mind. I am God. In your heart mind. Let me explain your heart mind. Your heart mind, in your chest, you think it's just a heart, yes?
Right.
You think it's just a heart.
Right.
It is more than that.
Right.
Understand what is termed as your mind between your ears is does one, it has one purpose, storage.
Mm-hmm.
It is a vault of knowledge. It is not a thinking organ.
Wow.
Your heart mind, on the other hand, is. The heart mind is where all of your marbles are.
Mm-hmm.
As you term it. That is why whenever they did early heart transplants,
yes,
mechanical hearts,
mm-hmm,
the recipients died or ascended. Why? Because they could not think. They
wow.
could not comprehend.
Wow.
They died in regards because their heart was removed. Their mind was removed.
Oh, fascinating. Fascinating. Wow.
Understand, the heart has more neurons in it than the brain ever thought about.
Wow. I'm a psychic, and I've been in touch with the other side for 22 years. And when I talk to spirits on the other side, I feel their communication through my heart. I don't hear them
indeed.
In my ears. I hear them through my heart.
You do indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know why.
Now I know why. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your mind is just a storage vault of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It has a direct contact with your heart mind.
Fascinating.
So naturally, people think, well, it is your mind that is giving you fits.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. It is your vault of knowledge giving you fits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your heart is your mind.
Mm. Fascinating.
And the medical field is soon going to realize this, which is going to dumbfound them beyond measure.
Mm. I had a conference.
Even so.
I wanted, if I may, I want to share this beautiful story with you. I had a healer at a conference I had about a year ago, and he was telling the same thing. And during that conference, he was able to help two different people. One person was legally blind, and her eyesight was restored.
Of course.
And a second person, a woman who'd been crippled for 30 years, got up out of her wheelchair and started running around this auditorium where I had the conference. And everyone was totally amazed. I mean, that we were completely dumbfounded. It was just such a beautiful, beautiful event. And what you're saying to me really resonates as the truth.
Of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
You, the blessed beings on the surface of the earth, all of you are loved very greatly by Prime Creator.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Prime Creator, incidentally, is a female.
Oh, fascinating.
And she can shift back and forth, but she prefers being female most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of male.
Mm-hmm.
However, she has taken the form of male as well.
Mm-hmm.
On the surface of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
When she came to minister to talk to the beings in Iraq,
mm-hmm,
she came as a male because a female would never be accepted,
mm-hmm,
as an authoritative figure.
Mm-hmm.
So she came as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of her appearing at the United Nations, she appeared as a woman.
Hmm. Hmm.
So, depending on the country and their belief systems,
sure,
that would be how she would appear to them.
Sure, sure.
Disclosure. I was going to explain to you how that was going to occur.
Yes, yes, sir.
When disclosure is announced, all complete media will be, a term will be frozen to a point where they will not be able to be tampered with by the powers of darkness.
Excellent.
That means everybody on the planet will know about their sisters and brothers of galactic origin.
Hmm.
They will, you will receive them on your iPads, you will receive them on your iPhones, on your computers, on your TVs, on your radio.
Wow.
Every form of communication will have the broadcast.
Wow. Beautiful. Wow.
When it is announced.
Wow.
And it will be global. Understand, you have been having what's termed in your Hollywood or entertainment, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually brainwashing, is what it is.
I agree.
They are brainwashing you to believe that the extraterrestrial contact is dangerous.
Right.
Or is what is termed as carnivorous creatures come to eat you.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That is false.
Mm-hmm.
They are not here to eat you. They are here to mentor you.
Mm.
They are here to bring absolute peace to the earth.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
When disclosure occurs, not one weapon will be able to fire.
Mm.
And I mean not one. Not a pistol.
Wow.
Not a missile.
Wow.
Not a cannon.
Wow.
Not a bomb.
Wow. Wow.
Remember the movie that was always had been many years back, known as The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes, I remember that movie. I do remember that movie.
It was a bit of a, it was a science fiction film. However, as entertainment, but it was, had a message. And the message was simple. We can stop the way you operate.
Hmm.
We can freeze all your weaponry where it, you cannot fire or annihilate each other.
Wow.
There shall never be on this planet, never shall there be an atomic war. All nuclear weapons have been rendered inert. Meaning, there are no nuclear missiles that can be fired.
Wonderful.
No nuclear weaponry from any country, no matter who they are, can fire a nuclear missile for destruction.
Wow.
Any longer. What is known as chemtrails are being neutralized as we speak.
That's really excellent.
Understand, what you see in your skies now, the lines in the sky?
Yes, yes.
People say, well, those are chemtrails. No, they are not. Those are contrails.
Oh, okay.
Contrails are harmless.
Okay.
Chemtrails are an off-white or a cream color.
Right.
You notice there is no more of those in the sky. They are all white.
Interesting. They are all white. You're right. They are all white.
They are not cream.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not off-white. They are all white. And you can literally, with the technique I'm going to teach you, you can erase the contrails yourself.
Mm-hmm.
With a technique that I will describe to you. Do you have what is done to... fluid that you're drinking now?
I just, well, the last of a cup of coffee, and then I've got, I can get some water, actually. So
get some water.
All right. Oh, hold on. Let's see if I can get some.
You might have your other person there do the same. It will amaze him as well.
I actually have a can of coconut water.
Well, that's fine.
Okay. Let me open it up.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. That's a beautiful
color. Go ahead and take a sip.
All right.
Get a good taste of it.
Mm. All right.
Now set it in front of you. Take your right hand and make it like a karate chop. The edge of your hand, bring it straight down on the right side of your can.
All right.
With the palm facing it.
Okay.
Take your left hand and join your last three fingers with your thumb tips.
Last
three fingertips with your thumb tip.
Okay.
Index finger straight out.
All right.
And bring that straight down on the left side. Tilt your wrist to where the vortex is going. Drop your hand, the back of your hand on the table. Twist the your wrist a bit so the vortex underneath your thumb is going directly through the can of coconut into the palm of the other hand.
All right, I've done that.
Okay, now do that. You have done that. Now can leave it that way for 1 minute.
All right.
We're going to time you for 1 minute. We'll continue talking as we time.
All right.
So what the premise is that you are 99.9% energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Everything is. Table, chairs, all that. Is all energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you're doing, you're creating a vortex of energy that is going through from your vortex underneath your thumb, through the can, mm-hmm. and into the palm of your hand. Do you feel a warm or tingling sensation going between?
Yes, I do.
Good. Almost time? Not yet. About 30 seconds?
About 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. 30 seconds more.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 30 seconds, we are going to have you to retaste your coconut water.
Okay.
And you're going to taste a difference in it.
All right.
Subtle difference. Maybe very, might be very pronounced. Yeah, but it may be subtle as well. All right, now drink another sip of it and tell me how it tastes.
All right. It's full of energy.
How does it taste?
Mmm, sweet. Sweeter.
Sweeter than it was before.
Yes, much sweeter. Mm-hmm. Much
Indeed.
Sweeter.
What much... you have done, you have purified the essence of it.
Fascinating.
You have completely changed the molecular structure of the liquid to a more pristine flavor.
Fascinating.
Removing all toxins from it.
Wow.
This you can do with whatever you eat or drink.
Wow.
When you go home, mm-hmm. teach this technique to your children.
All right.
Teach it to your wife.
All right.
And do it.
Okay.
Even bottled water. You can even do it to Kagan water.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Simple story, quickly. Mm-hmm. We were at a convention,
mm-hmm.
and they were doing what is termed, they were advertising their Kagan water. And the person was got Quasar to try some,
mm-hmm.
and Zareus tried some too. And then they showed him this technique that I just told you and mm-hmm. showed you. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were amazed that the flavor was much more vibrant, more wholesome.
Fascinating.
More clearer.
Wow.
Than their own Kagan water.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
You can do this from water from a tap that tastes terrible.
Wow.
You can do it when you're out in a forest mm-hmm. in stagnant water.
Wow.
And purify it.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what you term Emoto.
Oh yes, I do a lot of work for the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo.
Indeed. Now you know how to purify water.
This is so beautiful.
You can also purify. You can do it with an orange as well, and it,
uh-huh.
Or if you do it with what is termed wine. If you do it with wine, it will remove the alcohol from the wine.
Wow! Amazing.
And beer, it will make it flat.
Interesting. Fascinating.
See, that is just a taste of the God power that you possess.
Wow, amazing. Just amazing.
So, when I say to you that you are a God, you now know it.
Right. That's true. Thank you.
And your beloved wife is a goddess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And depending on the gender of your children, they are also gods.
And pets, like my cat?
Your cats?
Mm-hmm.
Cats are what is termed as very intelligent beings from a star system, or a planet, if you will,
mm-hmm.
known as feline.
Feline, interesting.
They are very intelligent beings,
mm-hmm.
and many of them were brought to the earth as pets.
Hmm. Fascinating.
So there's more to a cat than you think.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
So are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
All creatures have a soul.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they are, any creature that has a face and eyes has a soul.
And I personally think that my cat probably could do a better job than some of our candidates for president here in the U.S. Far better.
You are probably right on that. I'm going to go back to my world.
Yes.
Hollow Earth.
Yes.
In Hollow Earth, we have what you term as extinct creatures.
Oh, wow.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mm. Really?
What think you of a Tyrannosaurus Rex? You think it would be a meat eater?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not.
Hmm.
It is a vegetarian-eating creature.
Fascinating.
We have them in Hollow Earth. They eat vegetables.
Wow.
Well, just as they did when they walked the surface of the earth.
Wow.
When people say they presumed that they had what is termed carnivorous tendencies because of their sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The sharp teeth was for ripping and tearing foliage, not flesh.
Wow, amazing.
Pterodactyls are also plant eaters. Hmm. Not carnivorous creatures.
Wow.
And they do speak with telepathy.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Plants and flowers mm-hmm. also communicate telepathically.
Wow. Beautiful. Wow.
And they can do this on the surface as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can what you term boost your telepathic powers
mm-hmm.
by becoming one with nature.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You have a term what is called grounding.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I understand.
People who ground themselves are more healthier.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by grounding is going out and walking in your bare feet on the surface of terra.
Wow.
Your feet are your roots. In essence, a human being is a plant.
Mm-hmm.
The nervous system of a plant is similar to the nervous system of a human.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. No. No, I didn't.
It is fact.
Wow, amazing.
So in essence, you are a plant.
If,
and also,
mm-hmm.
cancer is also a plant. Or it's a fungus, if you will.
Really?
Oh. It is. That is why your cancer research are barking up the wrong tree, as it is so termed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you wish to destroy cancer, the disease,
mm-hmm.
it must be killed with an herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a plant.
Mm-hmm.
An herbicide, iodine,
mm-hmm.
will kill cancer.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
From the inside out. And so will baking soda.
Ah, because it's an alkaline environment.
Indeed. There's a doctor?
Dr. Simon...
In Italy?
Simoncini.
Yes, and he has spoken of this.
Yes, he was on my show last year. Wonderful man.
Indeed. So, you know of the formula.
Yes, I do.
Back to our earth again. Anyway, the quasar, or Jane, is steering me back to hollow earth.
Before you go, sir, could I ask you, I want to extend an invitation to you. First off, you're welcome back on my show anytime you like, anytime, anywhere, any date.
Indeed.
Second, this is the most...
I would love to talk with Van Doniken.
Oh, wonderful. This is the most profound interview I've ever had on my show. And the third thing is that I'm having a conference in Olympia, Washington, June 10, 11, 12, and 13, and I would be really honored if you could come for one of those days.
Well, we shall see.
All right.
Oh, ascension. Let me, I am going to describe to you ascension.
All right.
Of your peoples on your planet.
Yes, please.
After disclosure, you are going to have what is termed as an event known as the gathering.
Okay.
The gathering is where all the peoples of the planet Earth will be removed from the planet. And you will be taken to ships. You will be taken into hollow Earth. You will be taken to different home planets. While this is being done, Terra will be ascending to a more pristine state than it was, that it was before man began destroying it. It would be back to a pristine state, meaning all of man's accomplishments, such as your concrete jungle, will be done away with.
Interesting.
The earth will engulf them.
Interesting.
Literally.
Interesting.
The fissures will open beneath them, and they shall drop in.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
But there will be no one there to worry about it, because they will be safely on board vessels and inside hollow earth.
Interesting. Wow. Wow.
When this takes place. Now, even today, people are ascending daily.
True. They are.
You understand this?
Yes, I do.
Literally. Meaning, people who have been what is termed in hospital, with their family around them, they have began to glow.
Wow.
And suddenly were no more.
Wow, amazing.
That is how it occurred. And that is how it occurs all the time.
Beautiful, beautiful. I know this may be a hard question to answer.
Of course.
But is there a time frame? I know it's different, perhaps looking from the higher dimensions. Is it possible to name a time frame where this may occur, although I know it's soon?
As I have told many people,
yes,
I will not give a time frame.
Okay, that's fine.
Because that is a what's called a grave mistake of many channelers.
Okay.
They give a time of something to occur.
Right.
It does not occur.
Right.
They lose credibility.
True. Okay.
And then they are listened to no longer. So I will not give what you term as a time.
Okay, that's fine.
But I will say this. It will be in your lifetime.
Great. Wow. Wow. Amazing.
The beings being born now as babies are full fifth dimensional babies.
Wow, amazing.
That is why they are able to communicate with their mothers in their womb.
Wow, amazing.
Wow. That is also why you have very intelligent children. Now, if you wish your children to remain intelligent, do not, and I repeat, do not inoculate them.
Okay.
No vaccinations.
Right.
Vaccinations dumb them down. It eliminates their ability of creation.
Oh, okay.
It eliminates their ability of healing. Mm-hmm. It eliminates their ability of knowing who and what they are.
Wow. Wow.
That is the purpose of the inoculations that they are trying to make mandatory in your country.
Right, I know that.
But you do not want this.
Right, right.
Do not, and I repeat, do not inoculate children.
Okay.
Do not vaccinate them.
Okay.
And if a school says they must do this, find a different school.
Mm-hmm.
Homeschool.
Right, right.
Do not allow them to be subjected to these chemicals.
Right, I agree.
And to these, which is termed implantments.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
When I close this call with you,
yes,
I will say the following thing. You want to raise your consciousness.
Yes.
Raise your vibration.
Yes.
Raise your frequency.
Right.
As you do this, the Lord God of your being comes to the surface. And when this occurs, you become a fully conscious being.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you are striving to be.
Yes.
Fully conscious. You're already perfect when you were born.
Mm. Wow.
You cannot become perfect when you're already perfect.
Right, right.
It would be very difficult to do.
Right.
But how is your ears now?
Better. Much better. Thank you, sir. Much, much better. Thank you. Much better. And the message I'm getting from my friends on the other side is that I need to do this.
My name is Zora.
Zora, thank you.
Z-O-R-R-A.
All right.
Not Zorro.
Zora.
Zora.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And I am what is termed in my essence, in my entirety. I am what is termed as the creator of the Milky Way galaxy.
You are the creator of the Milky Way galaxy?
Indeed.
My goodness.
Prime creator is the creator of myself as well.
Wow.
And of many other galaxies and universes.
Wow. Wow.
You have multiple universes out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have life everywhere. You are not alone, as you term it.
Yes.
You never have been alone.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Understand, once came to the surface, or came to be channeled to an entity in Yom, Washington.
I'm familiar with her, yes.
Jay-Z Knight.
Jay-Z Knight. Mm-hmm.
She channeled Ramtha up to a point.
Mm-hmm.
Presently, she is not channeling Ramtha.
Okay.
She is channeling another entity who is mimicking Ramtha, but is not Ramtha.
Oh, interesting.
But in the beginning, it was Ramtha.
Mm-hmm.
Ramtha, of course, is a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he also brought the message of being gods and goddesses.
Oh, yes. Okay. Wow.
Did he not?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
He did.
Right.
And Zaria and Quasar are also bringing the message of everyone are gods and goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it over and over and over. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it must sink into your minds, into your heart minds.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what it would be like if all of, say, the population of the United States was to suddenly realize that they were gods and goddesses.
Wow. Wow.
What kind of a world would you have?
You'd have one of tranquility and peace. All the radiation from Fukushima would be completely cleaned up.
Oh, it is gone.
Gone. All right. Gone.
It is already gone.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We have what is termed as boxes that we have placed in the oceans. in the on the west coasts and all the coasts.
Mm-hmm.
And these boxes are giving off a wave.
Mm-hmm.
And this wave is purifying the oceans.
Wow.
And purifying, well, when it comes to Fukushima, you have over Fukushima a cloaked vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Very large.
Mm-hmm.
It is cloaked over Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
And it will do what is termed, if there was to be what is termed a leakage,
mm-hmm.
it would be sucked into the bottom of the vessel.
Beautiful. Wow, what beautiful.
Same with the pollutions in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We must clean up your ocean because there are beings in the ocean, your brothers and sisters as well.
Right.
Your, which is termed whale.
Right.
Dolphin.
Right.
Merpeoples.
Right.
There are such things as mermaids, but however, they are not fish.
Yes.
It really, what this term disturbs me when I hear or see cheap humans putting on fish tails and
mm-hmm.
swimming about.
Mm-hmm.
That is a no. That is not real. That is a fantasy.
Are they a hybrid between dolphins and humans left over from?
They are indeed.
I see.
Understand okay. the anatomy of a human and the anatomy of a dolphin are
mm-hmm.
identical.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Wow.
In many ways, they wow. are identical and they are compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Mammals. They are mammals, both mammals.
Mm-hmm.
However, a fish is not compatible with a mammal.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. Are there pods of them?
There are indeed.
Okay.
You have pods off of Tybee Island.
Out of where? I'm sorry, what, sir? I'm sorry, what?
Off of Tybee Island.
Tybee Island, okay.
Off the coast of Washington State.
All right.
Or Whidbey Island.
Whidbey Island?
Uh-huh. Whidbey Island.
Whidbey Island.
Tybee Island's on the east coast.
Right.
All right, Whidbey Island.
All right.
You wow. have a pod there.
Wow.
You have a pod in Puget Sound.
Puget Sound, wow.
You have a pod off the coast of, northern coast of Hawaii.
Wow.
Off of Australia.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Off of Greece. Off of many, many areas.
Mm.
Too many to mention.
Wow. Fascinating. Fascinating.
And they are in grave danger.
Wow.
Because of your military, Navy.
I want to say something about that, sir. Zara, about a month ago, our U.S. Navy killed 330 beautiful whales at the southern coast of Chile, along with thousands of dolphins.
Understand, beloved master, they did not kill them.
Oh, okay.
They ascended.
Oh, they ascended. Okay. Okay.
There is no such thing as death.
Okay. Okay.
Death is an illusion.
Okay.
Just as Satan is an illusion.
Okay.
Satan is a thought form and nothing more.
All right.
It was the Catholic Church that gave power or gave substance
mm-hmm.
to Satan.
Wow, wow.
So Satan as a being
mm-hmm.
does not exist.
Mm, fascinating.
Now Lucifer, on the other hand, does exist.
Mm-hmm.
But he is no longer of an evil nature.
Interesting, interesting.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Sananda was the son of the Creator.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
What is termed as Lucifer was another son of Creator.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, in essence, Jesus and Lucifer are brothers.
Hmm. Wow. Wow.
However, it is the understanding, what is termed the religion, if you will,
mm-hmm.
that has made Lucifer an evil being
mm-hmm. Hmm. Hmm.
or to make devil or demons or whatever you term them all or no thing but a thought form.
Zara, I hope you don't mind.
Hello friends, that was a really interesting interview I had with Zara from the Inner Earth. We've kind of run out of time for his interview. I will be playing it 1 week from today on April 8th from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. He's just a fascinating gentleman. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support and for listening today. And please don't forget, we will be having a Galactic Wisdom Conference coming up on June 10, 11, and 12 in Olympia, Washington, off of exit 111. The first day is free, and the cost for the weekend is $197 and half that for students and low income. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. I also wanted to mention that the Seattle UFO Group is having a wonderful UFO meeting 1 week from tomorrow as well at the Russian Community Center in Seattle. Anyway, I will have more of that information on my website. And thank you so much again for listening today, and I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I'll be playing an interview with Edward Snowden 1 week from today during the first hour, followed by this gentleman from the Inner Earth. I hope everyone has a beautiful weekend. Thanks so much again for your beautiful support. Bye-bye. You won't find a thing to choose.